You have a post about this up just this week, Ariel, and it's such a good point that aside from all the various other ways that we know that data is being gathered and stored and used about us, the ISP is the channel that pretty much everything flows through, whether you're and if it's an ISP that also delivers your television service, of course, they have all your television watching habits at their fingertips. If they are providing your internet access service, they know what sites you're visiting, how much time you're spending there. And I think some ISPs actually provide not just landline, but also your wireless service. So you might find yourself no other choke point might have quite as much data about you as your ISP, your broadband provider. So tell us about the letter that you've sent the FCC on that front.
So last year, the FCC reclassified broadband internet access service under Title II as a telecommunications service. And as part of that, it is supposed to promulgate rules related to how these carriers treat customer personal information. And instead of just applying the old telephone rules, it said it was going to draft new rules for the broadband era, which we think is a good thing. So since January, we've been joining with our allies and other advocates in asking the FCC to now move forward and explain how it wants broadband providers to protect customer information. And this week, we recently sent a letter on behalf of kids and schools and libraries and, you know, all of the community members who use libraries, because some of the pushback we've gotten to the idea that broadband providers should protect information as well. Oh, people can protect themselves. They can use VPNs. They can do this or that and encrypt things. You know, a kid doesn't know to encrypt anything. And if you're at a school or a library, you often can't encrypt things because of the way that the setup to the internet works, and you don't have really total control there. And you at a school have no choice but to use the internet. So this is just sort of one example, and what we feel is a really salient one, of why the burden here should be on the broadband providers to protect information. It shouldn't be something that we're asking our kids to do. It shouldn't be something that we're asking the libraries, who are already overburdened, to try to figure out for their customers, who also probably can't technically implement it either. So
right.
we're you know, excited about hopefully strong rules here.
Do you have any information about how information is being used by broadband providers now? You know, or do you know of any that do aggregate data about their customers and then sell it to third parties?
I mean, a lot of them may aggregate the data and use it for their own marketing purposes themselves, mm-hmm. to market, you know, different services. But there was sort of the big brouhaha over the Verizon super cookies, which they were putting in everyone's traffic either last year or a couple years ago. And this is something where even people who were trying to take steps to protect their privacy, you know, were being thwarted, and there was nothing they could do about it. But, you know, broadband providers, like everyone else in the tech space, is trying to do more and more to aggregate people's information, data mine people's information, and use it in ways to target them with ads and market things. That's just sort of the new business model for everyone online.
Right.